We welcome you back to the Torah. As we continue in the Parasha Mishpatim, the rulings, Exodus 23, verse 6. Do not deny anyone justice in his lawsuit simply because he is poor. So equal rights are being laid out here for the poor as well as the rich, that everyone is to be treated fairly regardless of their stature within society. Not showing favoritism to a rich person over a poor person. It all stems from the Torah. These things that we take for granted today, but they were quite revolutionary when they were given here at Sinai. They had never known a God so just and so righteous that the rich are put at the same level as the poor. They had not known this in Egypt. Verse 7, keep away from fraud, dishonest dealings, and do not cause the death of the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. So here we understand that we are not to convict an innocent person, and at the same time we are not to set free a wicked person or a guilty person. Here the Talmud speaks and explains that God would not vindicate a man who was actually guilty, whom the courts set free. It says, if he emerges innocent from your hand, from the courts, God would say, I have many agents to put him to death with the death penalty he deserves. But God here declaring that ultimately, whether or not the court says a man is guilty or innocent, I am the one who he must stand before. Verse 8, you are not to receive a bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of the righteous. Taking money to change your testimony, for example, or taking money or some other gift as a judge or a leader of the people to turn the other way or make an unjust decision. It blinds the clear-sighted. Money does. It corrupts. You are not to oppress a foreigner, verse 9, for you know how a foreigner feels, since you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. Foreigners, people from other lands, living among you, must be treated with dignity and respect. Not oppressed, treated unfairly, since you, God is saying, the people of Israel, were treated badly in Egypt, abused, oppressed. So we should have the same regard that we desired for ourselves, for those foreigners living among us, treating our neighbor as we would want to be treated. Yeshua explained, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For 6 years, verse 10, you are to sow your land with seed and gather in its harvest. But the seventh year, you are to let it rest and lie fallow, so that the poor among your people can eat. So we have the social welfare system being established. Again, revolutionary, unheard of practices in that time. There was very little in regards to social justice in the ancient world. It's only because of the God of heaven, the God of love, that he begins to introduce just treatment for the poor, compassionate thinking. The seventh year, a year of rest, even for the land. Again, these principles are so important to understand. And the reason we see people's lives falling apart all around us is because we do not rest. Once a week, there was to be a full day of rest, and I've already explained what an impact that would have on a person's life, just taking one day a week and resting. But imagine a full year off every seventh year. How refreshing that would be for people's lives and for families. God's laws are good. His commandments are right. They are designed not to imprison people, but to make people free and at peace with each other. Resting. The seventh year, a year of rest, but it also provided the social welfare in that whatever grew in the fields could be eaten by the poor. They would have food probably stored up for many years from just what they would gather in that year of rest. But what they leave, it goes on in verse 11, the wild animals in the countryside can eat. Do the same with your vineyard and olive grove. Verse 12, for 6 days you are to work, but on the seventh day, the seventh, it says, you are to rest so that your ox and donkey can rest and your slave girl's son and the foreigner be renewed. That's the key word. Rest renews us. Renews human beings. It's built into the week, once a week, to rest. Try it once a week. Just enter into it and see if it doesn't completely refresh you for the rest of the week. Verse 13, pay attention to everything I have said to you. Do not invoke the names of other gods or even let them be heard crossing your lips. Rashi explained that this is to teach us that idolatry is tantamount to all the commandments combined, and whoever is careful with it is considered as if he has observed them all. Idolatry, not even mentioning their names. Later, in the book of Acts, chapter 15, the first request that the Jewish believers had of the new Gentile believers in the God of Israel was that they would abstain from idolatry. That was their first order of business. Verse 14, 3 times a year you are to observe a festival for me. Keep the festival of matzah, unleavened bread, that is, for 7 days, as I ordered you. You are to eat matzah at the time determined in the month of Aviv, for it was in that month that you left Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. So what we have are three of the holidays. There are seven altogether, which we will get to later in Leviticus. There are three altogether that the men in particular, though their families were welcome as well, they were to appear before God in Jerusalem. Passover, Shavuot, which is the Feast of Weeks, or today it's known as Pentecost among Christians. And then the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, at the end of the year. Passover would lead into Shavuot. They were 50 days apart. And so we see the early disciples, the early students of Yeshua, following this, being in Jerusalem for Pesach or Passover, staying through for the Feast of Shavuot, Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was given there in the temple courts in Jerusalem. Verse 16, next, the festival of harvest, the first fruits of your efforts, sowing in the field, and last, the festival of ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather in from the fields the results of your efforts. Three times a year, all your men are to appear before the Lord Adonai. Now, this was a quite literal thing that would happen because Adonai, the Lord, made his appearance known in Jerusalem. He actually resided within the Holy of Holies and met there with the high priest. So you were literally appearing before God year after year. Verse 18, you are not to offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, nor is the fat of my festival to remain all night until morning. This is a commandment for Passover. No leaven in the bread. You are to bring the best first fruits of your land into the house of Adonai your God. Giving to God first of the first fruits, giving him your best year after year. And then finally, this simple phrase, you are not to boil a young animal in its mother's milk. Now, modern day kosher law, the dietary law of not mixing meat and dairy or eating meat and dairy together, stems from this verse. There was a ruling from a particular rabbi in authority many generations back that made the decision that this can be interpreted to mean that we are never to eat any type of meat with dairy. Now, if you take it at face value, it's just simply saying don't boil them together in the milk of its mother. A young lamb, for example, boiled in its mother's milk. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything about not eating them together. But today it's been extrapolated out so much further than what was originally intended that it becomes practically the most important aspect of kosher law. Not combining meat and dairy. People have separate sinks, separate kitchens for meat and for dairy. Many believe that the reference is to an idolatrous, superstitious practice among the Canaanites and the Egyptians that for good luck in their harvest, their agriculture, they would do this. They would boil a young goat or a young lamb in its mother's milk for good luck. God here was declaring, you don't need those superstitious practices. Just bring to me your first fruits. Recognize that it all comes from me, and I will continue to bless your land. This is Torah 101 Daily.